on the banks of the Grand River, high above the Alora Gorge. This is the Buzzer Podcast. Indie music, new releases, industry insiders, out-of-the-box conversations with guests from the true north, from the west coast to the east coast to across the pond, and from down under. And now, here is Shay.
Hey y'all, Shay here on Air Indie. Welcome and enjoy episode 39, first music history trivia for April 26th. Led Zeppelin performed Whole Lotta Love live for the first time in 1969 during their second North American tour. They played the song during a two-night concert at the Winterland Ballroom in San Francisco, California. In 2013, U.S. country singer George Jones, who had a string of number one songs between the 1950s and 1990s, died age 81. Elia Melody from New York City gets real and talks about his upbringing. It has been a busy year for Elian. We talk about his year and his tracks, In the Wrong and Change Your Mind. It's a great show today, so listen up.
Hi, Elian. How you doing? It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you very much, Shay. I appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. I really enjoyed being on the last show, and, you know, we had to do a sequel, so.
Yeah, but you're putting out a lot of great stuff. You're out of great stuff. You sent me your two tracks that are released in April, one on the 21st and the 25th, that we're going to listen to today. Quite interesting, and you're still, your versatility as an artist is outstanding. Outstanding. Everything you put out is different.
Thank you very much. I really try to always challenge myself, switch things up, really expand my craft a little bit and make sure that I'm not getting too comfortable. So I'm great. That's actually showing in my work.
Yeah, you can see a lot of growth in your talent as well.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. So give me a bit of an update on the creating these two tracks. First one we're going to listen to is In the Wrong. So maybe you want to talk a bit about that. Like, were you in a studio? Sure. Did you do it remote? This is the one with Padre Toxico, right?
Yes, correct. Yeah. So I met Padre Toxico over on Instagram, really. And okay, we've been talking since last year, since the pandemic started. And me and him became really close. We always talked about, you know, working on the collaboration track. And, you know, just with me being so busy with work and school and this and that, I never really had a great time to do it yet. So, you know, me and him just took time to continuously build our friendship. And one day I was listening to one of his EPs that he released of instrumentals, and it was a track caught me that he calls Low Bit Funky. So it was just a nice collaboration of beats on that track. So a little bit of an R&B tempo with some funk infused vibes. And I was like, wow, this actually could work really well with this this song that I wrote, because originally I had a beat for it, but it wasn't there at the point where I wanted it to be at. And I didn't even start recording the song yet, but I knew that it just wasn't really what I wanted it to be. But when I heard this, I was like, wait, this could work really well. So I told him, he was completely excited. He sent me the track stems via email. I went to my studio in Manhattan, New York, and we kind of just chopped it up there, and it came out really well. I was so excited because I sent him the first draft and he was like, whoa, this could be big. And I was like, yeah, man, I think this could be a really good hitter. And continuously sending each draft, continuously asking him for his feedback and any advice that he had. And he had like no suggestions because he was just so enamored with the results of everything that was going on. So I was just happy that we were able to continuously build our relationship and connect over that song. And we've probably been listening to the song ourselves like 30 to 50 times a day since we finished it in mid-January. So we definitely can't wait for it to be out. And finally, here it is.
Well, that's awesome. And how do you pronounce his name? I think I pronounced it wrong.
Padre Toxico.
Toxico. Oh, I just
said. Yeah, you're fine.
I thought I did the Shay thing. and correct me if I'm wrong, but this seems to have a bit of an R&B vibe.
Oh, yes, most definitely. Yeah, so we went with the old school R&B vibe. Really wanted to, because the song is on the basis of, you know, breaking someone's heart and finally admitting that you're, you know, you're in the wrong for what you did. So the R&B old school vibe really kind of hit with that. And then a little bit of the funk elements added to it as well.
Okay, great. Great. So we're going to listen to the track In the Wrong right now.
Sounds good.
So let's talk about your struggles as a magician, because you do a lot. You are in grad studies. Mm-hmm. Do a lot of community work, which you're going to talk about. And you have a full plate. You also work, and you're putting out music constantly since you and congratulations, you celebrated a year anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
For your start into the business. What struggles did you find starting a music career, and how did you overcome them?
I'll definitely have to go with, you know, achieving exposure and being confident in my craft. So in the beginning, you know, it's so difficult as an indie artist to make these connections, really put yourself out there, manage all of your music, do this and that. So I took a long time to do some research even before getting involved with the music, and which is, I say, is the most important part, because a lot of people just jump in. They don't know the ins and outs of, you know, what you're going to encounter. They fall for the traps that everybody's trying to catch an indie artist with, you know, like fake promotion and fake playlists and this and that. So yeah, there are a lot of people out there ready to take advantage of you. So definitely gaining the knowledge before becoming fully involved was something that I made sure I wanted to do, because as you know, like we already said, my time is very limited and I don't want to waste my time. And not even that, I don't want to put time into doing something at not the best effort. I want to, even though I am like, what do you call it, stretching myself thin a little bit, I always try to make sure I'm putting the best into each of those areas. So I wanted music to have the same type of tender love and care. So I definitely say exposure in the beginning was a really difficult part. But over time, I overcame that. I continuously did my research online. I got involved with a lot of networking sites. I got really close to a bunch of artists and playlisters over time, and just constantly connecting with people, because I meet so many people throughout my time in school, throughout the physical therapy settings, whether it be with my fellow physical therapists or my patients, and then also at the gym. Just connecting with my clients, and they find out that I do music, and, you know, just pitching myself in any way to people that I'm interacting with, but not forcing my stuff on them. It's more like I have a relationship with them, so then it ends up coming out. So it's a lot more natural. And then I'd say my second biggest challenge was definitely dealing with my asthma and allergies. Since I was a kid, they've been like tremendously bad. Thankfully, over the past 2 years, it has been less impactful on my health, but still, I do feel the effects. And I can tell you for certain that I have maybe one or two sessions out of the, let's say I booked like 10 or 15 sessions at my studio. So out of those 10 or 15, I have only ever had two sessions maximum where I was not dealing with an asthmatic episode, or my throat, or my vocal cords being really affected. Mm-hmm. So that's been like one of my biggest challenges. So half of the time in the studio, I'm just, I have cough drops, sipping on warm water, trying to make sure I keep myself hydrated, constantly having to clear my throat and trying to, also, I know that's not good, but, you know, just dealing with that has been very stressful. And, but I feel like I'm getting to a point where I'm going to overcome that as well. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just do what I can, and that's all that we can do sometimes.
And did that happen when you were recording In the Wrong?
Actually, In the Wrong was one of those sessions where it went really well. I had barely any problems at all.
Well, that's good. Actage is an awesome track. It's an awesome track. Failed to mention that when we finished listening to it, but I love it. I love it. R&B is something you do very well.
I really do appreciate that. All those experiences.
Yeah. At some point, you told me that you grew up in a single parent home.
Yeah.
What was that like, and did it influence your life path?
Yeah, definitely. It's been what really is the epitome of my life, you know, just overcoming the struggle of like not having a father figure in the home and all of those things. And, you know, my mom has definitely worked really hard over the years all by herself, because my dad left when I was about 18 months old and my brother was 6 months old. So, you know, she's been raising and taking care of us and struggling since God knows how long. Right now I'm 25 and my brother is 24, just turned 24 last week. So, you know, we've been dealing with that for a while, and I'm so appreciative that she had the strength to continuously pushing through that and raise us on her own, while also not being just a single parent, but being an immigrant coming from Jamaica. And, you know, us also being in a low income household. So just all of those struggles have really influenced my life in a way where I love to do as much as I can, because I want to expand my horizon being in multiple areas of life, because you never know what can really take off for you. So, you know, that's why I have the personal training and the physical therapy and working in the community to help others, and music, because I always want to be engaged with people and I always want to give back, because I know how hard it has been for me. And I know that some people go through the same, some people go through less, and some people go through much worse. And regardless of that fact, we all can use help. So definitely an influential moment in my life. I don't take it negatively. I've become much stronger from it. And yeah.
Your mom did a great job.
Thank you.
I understand the struggle that your mom had, because for most of my kids' upbringing, I was a single mom. I didn't tell you that, but I worked full time and raised three beautiful children. And I actually think for the struggle, I think there's a lot of positives that comes out for kids. You know, I really do. And exactly. You see it with yourself. I see it with my own children. And thank you for sharing that personal side of you. That's great.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I appreciate you sharing that as well. See, just another thing we have in common.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of things.
We need to just go through our whole life story chronological order one day and see what we can match up together.
No, but I understand the struggle of a single mom, because you're playing two roles, right? And you're also trying to do the corporate thing or the work thing, and also do the mom thing. It's a whirlwind. It's like you're in Kansas for 20 years.
Exactly.
yeah, basically. We're coming up to listen to track 2, Change Your Mind, which is with you, featuring Eric Mattis and Mel. Interesting, Mattis is from the Bay Area, and Mel, Toronto-based R&B artist. I was blown away. So that must have been a remote recording. I love the ska, the reggae. You know.
Thank you. Yeah. I thought it was a nice little implementation from Mel in that one.
I love it. Ska and reggae. Yeah. To be honest, anytime any music, and especially with rock, puts a bit of ska in it, I'm down. I love that. It's my favorite type of music. So I was blown away that you put that in there. And it released April 25th.
Correct.
So what was the creative process like working with Eric and Mel?
This was really interesting, actually. So Eric, he's been like my close, closest artist friend for a while. He's been one of the people I've known since the beginning of doing this. And after that was, I believe that was the first track that he sent me. Yes, this was the first track that he sent me. And After Hours was another thing that I did with him, which we talked about on one of the other podcasts. So, but Change Your Mind was something he sent to me. He thought that I could really work well on this track with him. And I was like, sure, let's give it a shot. I took some time to really come up with some lyrics that coincided with what he was representing when he first sent it to me. So it was just me and him in the beginning. And the song was honestly a lot shorter because after his verse, I just came right in, kind of flowing right off of his last verse. And then that was going to be the end of the song. And after some time of talking and doing the mixing and mastering and recording process, he was telling me that another artist could also hop on this song with us. And I was like, yeah, sure, I have no problem with that. And he told me the name of the artist. I checked out some of his work. Really great guy. Looks like he's really building his fan base continuously. And like you said, he's from Toronto, Mel. So yeah, he's pretty cool. And I heard his part and I was like, oh, this sounds amazing. Like, we all just flowed so nicely together without, well, at least with me barely knowing Mel, but we just all kind of came together and made that easy transition from verse to verse to verse to make just one smooth song. So I was really impressed with how well this this came out.
Yeah, I'm impressed too. It's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, just three of you are great. And the vocals, again, outstanding. Love your voice.
I appreciate that so much. And, you know, it was really interesting because I got to see, like, how you create music remotely. I mean, COVID forced all of this on us anyway. But at least now you have the option to create music remotely in such a fluid manner that it's not difficult at all. I thought it would be difficult because I'm like, I'm always that in-person type of individual where I want to catch the real vibe and see how this is going and just like work together in person. But we're not allowed to do a lot of those things nowadays. And plus it's easier on everybody's schedule if you're able to do things remotely. So yeah, I was sincerely proud of completing that process.
Well, a lot of people are finding workarounds and finding that this positive and positive. But to be honest with you, I find that in the rock genre, it might be a bit more difficult because of the energy that's within a rock release. But some bands are pulling it together and doing really good. Really good.
Yeah, that's true.
Really good. So we're going to do Change Your Mind.
All right.
By yourself, Elio Melody, featuring Eric Mattis and Mel.
Turn this shit up. I keep it moving. I can't get enough. Got my influence. I can't keep it hush. Steady pursuing. I ain't in a rush. My soul and my music. I burn this shit up. Hot like a fever, I'm warming it up. Shia Latifah, we stay in touch. Viva la vida, we living it up. I can't give this shit up. Got up in the heat sometimes. I'm just trying to free your mind. Praying that you realize. I hope that you change your mind. Got up in the heat sometimes. I'm just trying to free your mind. Praying that you realize. I hope that you change your mind.
Yeah, lately I've been thinking that instead of all the playing, we can finally take a break and we can realize. Lately I've been pacing through these thoughts, I've been debating, thinking you're the only one that makes me feel alive. Ain't no way that I could take if I ever lost you. Ain't a price that I would pay if it ever cost you. Couldn't look the other way if somebody crossed you. You could be my ride or die. Baby, we could wind and die. I could treat you better, give another life. Better than the other guy. Maybe if you stay for just another night, then maybe we could realize everything they said was just another lie. Run that shit tough. I'm in the function, I'm fucking it up. They like to talk, but we shutting them up. Run that shit tough. Run that shit tough. Run that shit tough. I'm in the function, I'm fucking it up. They like to talk, but we shutting them up. Run that shit up, yeah. Run that shit up. I'm just trying to free your mind. They cage you up and they hurt you. Got me begging for spare time. Feels like I'm on a curfew. You said you love me, but did you really? Don't try to come back when I break through the ceiling.
Yeah, real talk.
They chain me up in the cellar. I'm breaking through the metal. I'm moving up, doing better. Not holding on to resentment. My mindset, I won't settle. If they envy you, just let them. Better off, you might as well dead them. Evil thoughts and untamed memories. Ignoring any redundancy. I leveled up now, but then she came right back into the picture. I meant what I said before, so you know I had to dismiss her. And here I stand, even after you killed my spirit. Second or first degree, still the murder ain't no different. Say what you want, but it ain't no different.
It's a great track, Ellie.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening.
You know, if you keep putting, it seems like every track you're getting better and better. and I know you have tracks coming out in the fall, do you not?
Yes, Other? Yes, I do.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm looking forward to that.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, yeah. So also, prior to the fall, I should have another one coming sometime in the summer. That was just delayed. So that one was going to be called Real One with HL Mia. That was just delayed, though, because he's dealing with some personal life problems and also the snowstorm that happened in Texas, since that's where he was from. That delayed our March release. So I'm just letting him figure out some of those things, and we should have another I should have another track coming out by then.
Oh, good. Make sure you keep me in the loop.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, I was talking to an artist from the Texas area. It's quite, wow. Mm-hmm. They really got hit by Mother Nature, did they not?
Seriously.
Yeah, it's crazy, crazy.
You never would have thought that would be a thing.
Yeah. Well, we're from Canada, so the winter storms like that, you're pretty much just part of us,
right.
part of our country. But so you talked a bit about your community and mm-hmm. giving back. What have you done for your community over the years?
Honestly, I've been so involved since mostly since undergrad. So when I was in undergrad, I would be literally volunteering every single weekend or just like at least, 250 hours per academic year, just because I loved helping people. And that would range anywhere from volunteering for New York City marathons that were going on, helping to provide food to the less fortunate. I even did a volunteer service trip to St. Andrews, Jamaica, where we went to an orphanage and just spent time with the girls there who ranged anywhere from the ages 3 to 14. Helped them out by repainting and decorating their orphanage, and just like taking care of them, buying food, providing clothes, raising money. And
that's awesome.
Thank you very much. And anything that I can do to like inspire others. I think my last job prior to personal training was physical education assistant for the Boys Club, which allowed for after school kids to really get time in order to see, like, to be engaged with mentorship and just know that they have somewhere to go after school and enjoy themselves, learn from people who are role models to them, and see that they can actually make it out in life and be inspired to go toward an education, or be inspired to be the best that they can be in sports or art or dance or this and that.
Everything
that I do is trying to help the community better themselves in some way.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Thank you.
I grew up without a strong father influence, so mm-hmm. and it was really important to find people like yourself when I was growing up that I could relate to.
Right.
And getting involved with the community is a really great thing. I really commend you for your volunteer service in Jamaica, because that's part of your heritage, and to reach out while you're in America. Everything, you know, you have all the opportunity, but to go back to your roots and mm-hmm. help out people in their community, it says a lot about you as a human being.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I do appreciate that.
I think it's great when people don't, I think it's people when people give a nod to the where they came from.
Mm-hmm. You got to.
It's very important. Very important.
Exactly.
So we talked about the summer release, and you have something for the fall. Are you still on target for releasing every 6 to 8 weeks until the end of the year?
Yeah, pretty much, because I have everything scheduled for at least, I'd say, maybe 2 months maximum apart from each other. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I will have a lot more coming out as soon as I finish my physical therapy program. I just have 6 more weeks left of this clinical rotation. So after that, I will probably hop on the train of creating a lot more songs back in the studio now that I'll have more time, because I took a break since I didn't want to force myself to go and sing and do. I didn't want to force myself to go and create songs that over fatigue and things like that. So I decided to take a little break, and I just set up everything as much as I possibly could for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. So now that I'll have more time, I definitely feel like I will want to reach out more to a lot of the potential collaborations that I wanted to do back since the pandemic started. So we'll see. We got a lot coming.
But I definitely, when I first met you or happened upon your music a long time ago, but not that long ago. But we had talked, and you said that you don't really fit into a genre, which I agree. You do. Basically, you go with the song and the melody, and you go from there. Are you going to continue that? Huh?
Yeah, I definitely will. I don't want to get too comfortable, and I always like to do, like, whether a song is infused with another genre a little bit, or just try to dwell into something totally new, which is why I was so interested on doing the rock song with my friend Two Eyes Open in the fall that's coming out, because I want to expand my horizons a lot more, and I just want to continuously prove to myself that I am versatile. So, mm-hmm. you know, Real Ones is a little more, Real One with HL Mia is a little more on the hip hop kind of side. So yeah, I'm just trying to get a little bit of everything going in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
definitely. And the rock influence one's coming out sometime in the fall, or?
Correct. Yeah, that should be in September.
Oh, good. I look forward to it. Look forward to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Actually, your tracks would be incredible for television and film.
Oh, thank you. I'm.
You should really look into that.
Yeah,
you should really look into that.
Yeah, yeah. Once I finish this clinical rotation, I'm going to start looking for a lot of radio and TV broadcasting connections and just try to go from there, because I think like some of these songs would fit a lot of what you call it, like some romantic scenes or this and that, or just playing the background for certain scenes in film. So I definitely want to get engaged in that, and I'm even going to reach out to Mercedes-Benz and tell them that they should make Red Mercedes the anthem of whatever commercials they got coming out. Because I think that would be well suited.
You never know. You never know. I firmly believe in throwing it out there in the universe, because you never know.
Exactly.
And I would too, and it's an excellent track.
Thank you.
You know, they need to shed a bit of their old guard or whatever. They're a bit, you know,
need to
shake it up a bit. Their ads, they're a bit too, I don't know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
They're too snotty for me, I guess.
Right, right.
I drive a Mini Cooper, so what do I know? Okay. So are you still more active on Instagram, or is there another channel that they can follow you for these new releases?
Yeah, Instagram is usually my best bet. I'm everywhere, like I said before, but Instagram, yeah, I'm definitely most active one.
Yeah, I know. You're there almost there every day.
Yeah, yeah. I always try to post something.
No, I enjoy your posts. They're well thought out. They're well thought out.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for spending your time with us. And I really love what you're doing in your music. Yeah. And I look forward again to what you're putting out in the rest of the year.
Thank you so much, Shay. Yeah, I always love being here. Talking with you is literally a blessing. Always enjoy myself, share several laughs to continue my day. So
that's why I'm entertaining. Eh?
That is so true. I agree.
I enjoy you. You're a great guest.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, have a great day and talk soon.
Well, thank you all for tuning in. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, please share this episode with others and post about it on social media. To catch all the latest from The Buzzer and upcoming shows, you can follow us on Instagram at The Buzzroll Media and on Twitter at The Buzzer Indie. Catch you at the pod next episode, On Air Indie, from my pad to yours over the airways. Subscribe feeds at thebuzzerpod.com. Cheers.